It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
My favorite segment of the show, the Brian Bulaga Homer Hour. Now the segment with Jason Wilde, Doctor of Football. You take over.
Jason, good evening. How are you?
I am fantastic. I just was doing a little thrifting, which is one of my favorite hobbies, and I came across for $3.86 at the local St. Vincent de Paul an autographed bobblehead of John Anderson produced by the local minor league baseball team, and now there's only one bobblehead that I can't get that I still want, and that is the individualized one that can't be made for all of you guys as a gift.
Yeah.
And yours that sits in the background. Because correct me if I'm wrong, the Packers never manufactured an actual Brian Bulaga bobblehead for public purchase, did they? They should have if they didn't.
I don't think they did. I think this is just the one that Campy had made. Yeah, I don't think they ever did. Unfortunately, you know, I don't know if it would have been that high of a seller, but that's okay.
I would have sold 10 or 20 at least. I would have bought one.
10 or 20. I don't know if the profit margin is there for them. Sure. Jason, I thought you were going on a side. I thought I remember yesterday you were taking your bye week starting today. I thought that's what Taus said on the program the other day, but I guess I was wrong. Are you going anywhere?
No, you were right. I'm not going anywhere. Like, we painted Sydney's bedroom. I ran some errands today. Tomorrow we're going down to Boucher to get both of our vehicles serviced. Like, it is the lamest bye week in the history of bye weeks. Like, I raked.
Yeah.
That was fun. A lot of raking up here, you know, with all the leaves. So, yeah, no, I didn't. Not only did I not go anywhere, but the only show that I have missed today is my own. And tomorrow, I'm going to make an appearance on it as a guest. So it's not real. I don't even think I had. Homer, talk to HR, because I know you've gotten in trouble with them a lot of times in your career, so you know them well. Do I even need to take an actual day off?
They don't know what to do when somebody doesn't understand vacation. So yours is not a problem they've addressed much. Like, most people know when they have a day of vacation, Brian, help me on this, you don't show up or appear on any show.
Works.
Isn't that kind of how it works?
That's normally how that goes.
Yeah. Everybody understands that but one person. Well, Jason, I have a question for both of you.
Yeah, Jason, great.
All right, Preston Smith.
How are you doing today?
I expected at some point the defense would say, hey, the problem is there's some adjustments. This is what happens, even if it's a good defensive coordinator. So he played 3-4. Now they're 4-3. Is he using it as an excuse, or what's the reality? Because that seems to be like a legitimate issue that would exist and could prevent a defense from being as good as it might be because of that change. Both of you. Take it away.
Well, let me do this. I'm not going to punt necessarily, but I'm going to set up Brian because he obviously knows way, way, way more than me. I would just say, if you guys remember last year when LaFleur gave me a bunch of grief publicly and then called me and apologized afterward, which he didn't have to do. I knew he was busting my balls. But the thing about where I said you got two down linemen on that run that they had, that they gave up. And obviously I understand that when you're in your sub package, the defensive ends are the outside linebackers in the 3-4. I get that. But if you looked at both all 22 and at the TV copy of that play, those outside linebackers were way, way wide and they got gashed on the play. And I remember talking to Brian about it on our show. But the argument at the time then, Brian, was, well, when you're in sub package, it's all the same anyway. Well, given how much they play sub, I don't understand where Preston Smith is necessarily coming from, complaining or saying that he was a bad fit for the new system. I don't get that. So you should answer this more than me.
Yeah, Preston has been playing in a certain system pretty much his entire career at Washington. That's the system they played. It was him and Kerrigan. They were the two rush ends in that three down, or, you know, that 3-4 type scheme. He was very productive there. Then obviously when he moved over to Green Bay, it's been the same 3-4 type scheme. And this was his first year technically in a true four down scheme. Now, you're 100% right. Defenses do play sub a lot of the time. They're in nickel a ton. That's four down, traditional D end type, you know, style play, like just like they're doing right now. So I guess I don't know his argument for that, or where that would come from, because like their rules now are very simple. Like the defensive ends, like it is so simplified for these defensive ends. Like, you guys get to do what you want to do. That's pass rush. That's get up the field. That's put pressure on the quarterback. That's set hard edges in the run game.
But are you at a different angle? Are you at a different position? Are you up a yard, back a yard? Or are the people you're facing at a different angle?
No, I mean the one thing you could say is that he's not standing up and his hands in the ground, right? Like, I guess that could be the one thing that really he's not comfortable doing, and maybe that is it.
But they have the freedom. But don't they, Brian? They have the freedom, especially on obvious passing downs, to stand up.
Like, I would imagine they do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I would imagine they do. I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, like I don't know if Halfley gives them that free. I have no idea, but I would imagine that he would. So, like, I guess I don't know. And, you know, maybe it wasn't a fit for whatever reason it wasn't, but it, you know, the production just wasn't there, especially for, you know, a veteran type player that, you know, there was, you know, I expected Preston to be really good in this system and what they were asking of him. And it just wasn't there. But then, like I told you on your program yesterday, Jason, like, no one's really been that good up front with it. So I don't really know. I don't really know, like, what to make of it. Like, yeah, we could say Preston hasn't been productive, but then who has, right? So it's a weird thing. And to what I kind of talked on KBN and what I talked to you guys yesterday on your show, like, I'm not sure what their depth is now with moving on from Preston, right? Like, I don't understand, you know, how they feel really good about a four-man rotation at the defensive end spot, because you need four, like, guys that you like rolling in and out, because you got to have fresh defensive ends. And I don't know if they have that. Maybe they got a guy that they love, that the two guys that you mentioned, I forgot their names, that they love. They've been shown out in practice. But until we see that on the field, I don't know.
So they're like, their defensive end options for their rotation, right? We take out Kenny Clark, interior lineman. We take out Devontae White. I'm not explaining this to Brian. I'm explaining it to everybody else who's listening. You know, those guys are inside guys. There's Colby Wooden's an inside guy. I would say that, you know, maybe they have a guy or two that can flip-flop and play a little defensive end, but mostly as a defensive tackle. Carl Brooks, I think, is maybe that guy that could – do a little bit of flip-flopping. But basically they're going now with Rashawn Gary, and I personally think Kingsley Enagbare. I think he's the other starter. He's the one – he's outperformed Lucas Van Ness to this point. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would agree.
So
I agree with that.
So then Lucas Van Ness is the third. Aaron Mosby, who has played a whopping 7 defensive snaps this season now, after getting a whole 5 of them against the Lions, is the fourth. And then Brenton Cox, who has yet to be active this season, is the fifth. Like, that.
Yeah.
There's some, let's call it what it is. And you know, I will give Goody this, because I get after him certainly more than Tausch does. But he did say that this is the kind of trade where when you make it, you know that you're cutting into your depth, and that one or two injuries you get, and you're going to be saying, well, maybe we shouldn't have traded Preston. Like, he flat out said that, which I appreciate the fact that he said it, because I think it's true, but that's...
And yet, you know, he still made the deal.
Well, but here's the thing, and as we Homer, as you and I talked about yesterday, like the fact that Preston requested the trade changes so much of the calculus here, right? Like, you know,
no.
The other thing, it totally does.
Well, the guy asked for a trade. You know, if he's playing well and he's playing a lot, you know what I tell him? No. He's not
right.
playing enough.
No. Wait a minute. Let me finish.
Okay.
Greta. I agree. If he's playing well, you say, look, man, you're too valuable to us. We're happy with how you're playing. Like, we'll figure this out. If you're unhappy, we'll work through it. You know, I mean, and by the way, give it to Preston. Like, unlike some other folks, he still showed up for work. Right? He didn't.
If he had not asked to be traded, I still think he would have been traded.
Maybe. I can't say that for certain. I guess what I'm saying is that if he doesn't ask for a trade, I don't know what happens, because he said to the Pittsburgh media that he made the request a couple weeks ago, I think. And, you know, then Goody tells us that he. It's not like we're calling around asking teams, hey, are you interested in Preston Smith? Well, really? Like, so he requested the trade. You weren't actively shopping him. And then the Steelers just randomly called, because I'm sure his agent called and said, hey, we're looking for a new team. If you're interested in Preston, I think you can get him for a 7th-round pick from the Packers. I don't know how that worked out. But the fact that Goody flat out said, yeah, hey, it's not like we're calling other teams looking to trade him. Well, then how does this part of the narrative about him requesting a trade fit into it? I don't know that. All I know is that when you get into the final analysis, essentially what they did is trade Preston Smith for Malik Willis, because they just recouped the 7th-round pick they traded for Malik Willis, and Malik Willis has arguably won them 3 games. So that is a trade I would be willing to make, given how unproductive Preston Smith had been.
And my last question, big picture, not just this, is it appropriate for people to think that there is an adjustment of some significance when you go from a 3-4 to a 4-3? Or when someone brings that up, do privately they go, right, whatever. No, come on. These are pros.
Again, I'll defer to Brian. All I'll say is that I would certainly acknowledge that there has to be some adjustment, but significant adjustment, I'm not buying it. Sorry.
Doc?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's an adjustment, and there's some technique change, especially for the interior guys, because in a 3-4, they're punch and press, and this one, they're penetrating. The defensive ends are a little bit different as well. But that's stuff you work through in camp. Right. Once you get the schematics down of it, you work through it in camp, and that's kind of what it is. Jason, real quick before we go, I did want to ask. Bye week, we've seen this team 9 games. What's your biggest concern through the first 9 games, and what are you looking coming out of this bye week into Chicago, the one thing that you are hoping that they improve on coming out of it?
Yeah, I think there's 2 things. I think it's obviously Jordan Love making better decisions and not putting the ball at risk as frequently. I'm not saying he should suddenly start being Charlie Checkdown and playing it safe all the time and just be some sort of robot back there. I'm not suggesting that, but he's got to be better than he's been at being smart about when he takes his risks. And then the second one is what we've spent all this time talking about. It's the defensive line. Like, they're the one group that really has not flourished in the new system. And now that it's, you know, out there that Preston was unhappy, does that give these guys the freedom to maybe come out and say, you know, I've really struggled to adjust too? Or does it become a convenient excuse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your old coach, Mike McCarthy, always used to love to say that's convenient criticism. And again, you know, they've got some really good stand-up guys in that group. Like Kenny Clark is as stand up as they get, but I'm sorry, I don't. If you're going to say that this is a systemic thing that has caused their defensive line to not be, I mean, they've made every excuse in the book. Let's be honest. If I hear one more time, well, all these running backs and tight ends are chipping. So it's almost like going against the seven-man protection. Okay, well, there's a bunch of other guys in the league that somehow are either never facing that adversity or are overcoming it better than their guys are. So that, to me, is an area that they have to be better in the second half of the year.
Thanks, Jason.
Yep. All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde, all Packers, all the time. Back to your questions for Brian Bulaga. And as I say, each week it doesn't change. If you have no questions, I'm just sad because that means you don't really care about the Green Bay Packers. Robert Hack Diamonds, how about a 2-carat total weight diamond studs for free? I mean, I used to tell you what they were. Now, free. When you mention ESPN and purchase at least $2,000 of in-stock jewelry, you'll receive a free pair of 2-carat total weight diamond studs. They can get you any size, shape, or clarity in natural or lab-grown diamonds. For other information, don't buy until you call Robert Hack Diamonds. But I'm saying, spend at least $2,000 on in-stock jewelry and get 2-carat diamond studs free. I'm a big fan of free. As long as you mention ESPN. They'll also help you with the repair services, cash for your old gold. RobertHackDiamonds.com. RobertHackDiamonds.com. Yes, when you think of them, think free. Visit them in Brookfield or in Greenfield. Your questions or my questions next.